It's Morning Edition on KUOW. I'm Rob Wood. It's graduation season for high school students. It's the beginning of a new chapter in their young adult lives. For migrant students, graduation marks a special milestone. From KUOW's immigration team, Ruby DeLuna introduces us to two students from Mount Vernon High School.
Outside the gym on the quad, seniors are waiting for the commencement ceremony to start. Many are fidgeting with their gowns or taking photos with friends and family.
We're like ready to graduate.
No, I'm excited. I felt like I waited for this my whole life.
Floricita Gomez Guzman and her friend Rosa Mendoza are migrant students. Their parents work in farms in Washington, sometimes driving an hour or more to get to jobs in the field. Often the children work alongside them. Gomez Guzman says they're constantly juggling school and work.
We would work every summer. We would go like different places and camps to stay there for the summer. And then when that's over, my parents are usually the one that continue to work in the fields.
When school starts, there's some of the berries haven't finished. So I go after school and work. During my winter break, I work.
Mendoza says it's not unusual for her to start homework late at night, often finishing at 1 in the morning. She reflects the growing and diverse student population of Mount Vernon School District. The district has 762 migrant students. Statewide, their numbers are more than 31,000 under the age of 21.
Welcome, friends, family, staff, and graduates.
Students in green caps and gowns have filed into the gym. The graduation ceremony opens with a national anthem performed by the school's mariachi band. The program is printed in both English and Spanish. A student provides Spanish translation during parts of the ceremony. Migrant students have complex needs. Families struggle with poverty and language issues. Mendoza and Gomez Guzman get support from the Migrant Leaders Club. The after-school program helps migrant students stay engaged. It helps them understand their background. They go out to the community and share their stories of migrant life. Mendoza says the program has taught her how to speak in public and opened the door to scholarships. Most of all, it has taught her to embrace who she is.
It's not something like to be ashamed of, something to be proud of, because we like put food for people and then we want them to understand that how like hard is it to balance like everything, be a student and also a migrant worker.
We would like to give a special thank you to everyone involved in putting this event together.
For the students, years of hard work have finally paid off. The big moment has arrived. As their names are called, students walk up to the stage to receive their diploma. Gomez Guzman and Mendoza are looking to the future. Both are starting college, the first in their families to go to university.
Yeah, we're both going to University of Washington.
Yeah. We're going to be roommates.
Yeah, we're going to be roommates.
Gomez Guzman and Mendoza are grateful for the opportunities ahead. One of their long-term goals is to give back to their parents who gave them so much so they can pursue their dreams. In Mount Vernon, I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.